It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Next Tuesday, September 29th, NPR's show of puzzles, games, and trivia, Ask Me Another, is coming to the Byam Theater in downtown Pittsburgh. The show gets underway at 8 p.m. Of course, you can hear Ask Me Another Sunday mornings at 10 on 90.5 WESA. I'm joined now by the host of the show, the lovely and talented Ophira Eisenberg, and the lovely and talented acoustic musician Jonathan Colton. Hey, you guys. Welcome.
Hello, Paul.
Hello. How are you?
Good, thanks. Good to have you on the show. I understand that you are going to be quizzing us today.
Oh, yeah. Paul, we got you in the puzzle hot
That's
seat
right.
over
yes,
there
we
in
are.
Pittsburgh.
Okay. Well, we also have Margaret J. Krause. She'll be playing the part of the knowledgeable one on this pairing here. She is, of course, the reporter on Inventing Pittsburgh. Say hello, Margaret.
Hello.
Hi, Margaret.
Hello,
so
Margaret.
Now, wait a second.
Yes.
Paul, did you pick Margaret as your opponent?
Well, I couldn't think of a better Phyllis Newman for this situation than Margaret J. Krause. So here
Excellent.
She is. Yes. So
fantastic.
Yeah. So I'm we're ready whenever you are.
You want to just jump right
okay,
into
fantastic.
The quiz?
Is Ophira there? Because I can't hear her.
Oh yeah, I'm here. I am so here.
Jonathan, she is there. I can assure you of that. This is how you know it's live. Well, you know, let me ask you something. Normally,
sure.
You record the show live in Brooklyn, but next week you will be
yes.
at the Byam Theater. How often do you take the show on the road?
Yeah, we go on the road every couple months. So we have been to some great places. This is our first time in Pittsburgh. We've been to San Diego, Los Angeles. We've been to North Carolina. We've gone to Boston. But Pittsburgh... We're coming to you. This is and the Byam Theater I've never been to either, but it looks gorgeous. So I feel like this is an incredible event for us to meet some yinzers. Yinzes. How am I doing with that? Yinzes.
Something like that. That's the Brooklyn version of it.
Did I make it Brooklyn?
Yeah, you did on that, definitely. You know, are shows on the road more stressful or more fun for you guys?
Well, they have a little bit of each, but I will say what's really fun about them is when we're in Brooklyn, you know, we do this thing, we know our crowd, you know, we have sort of a well-oiled machine, and then we leave and go into the world, and, you know, there's a whole world of listeners out there that we never get to meet. So all of a sudden, we get to meet all these people that, you know, it's very flattering, love the show, are really into it, and new contestants. And it's just, I got to say, it like feels really great to meet the other listeners around. Now, it's also often more stressful because we just don't know what we're getting, which is actually kind of how the show all comes together. If you listen to it, you know that so much of what is happening on the show is spontaneous. There's lots of improv.
Yeah, it's true. Most of the content of the show is things that we did not expect. So it's always
right.
exciting. And you inject just a little bit more of that when you're in a city you've never played for before. So it's exciting.
And Jonathan, you've had some opportunities to play some pretty interesting duets on the show with guests who are musically inclined. What was one of your favorites?
Well, I have to say that the episode that is out now was such a blast because I got to play guitar for Maria and Luis from Sesame Street as they sang a song. And, you know, I grew up watching those guys on television. And so to meet them in person and then to play this song, Hola Means Hello, it was just the craziest thing and an example of how, you know, doing the show results in some very dreamlike situations.
And even our Brooklyn crowd, which is hip, very cool, super smart. I'm not saying that they're unflappable or not emotional, but they are, you know, they're pretty cool. When that happened, people had tears in their eyes.
Oh, wow.
We all did. It was impossible not to.
You were verklempt.
Yeah, we were very verklempt. Do you guys say that in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Not often enough.
Not often.
We had to work that into the show today. And the VIP guests for next week's show are Alex and Lulu from NPR's new show, Invisibilia.
That's right. And we have a very cool quiz that we are going to play with them that we actually crowdsourced from our live crowds in Brooklyn to create the quiz. So I love when we do these kind of unique takes on puzzles for people. So we will be quizzing them on what people think that we have already talked to.
And Ophira, how do you pick the games that end up in each week's show?
Well, there's actually a large process to that. There's a whole bunch of puzzle writers that we have, professional puzzle writers.
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
I know. Can you imagine? You can make money from that, as it turns out. So we have a great bank of these amazing people, and they send in different kinds of puzzles and quizzes and word games, some music, obviously, some pop culture and some more classic word games. And then Art Chung, who's our puzzle editor, goes through them, and we have like a variety in a show. So we're going through and picking different kinds from every category and putting them together. And then we work through them and try to figure out, you know, how it should be moved around or if this is the right thing for that. Sometimes they're a little thematic, depending on what kind of VIP we have on the show. And sometimes it's a little bit more random. On the show in Pittsburgh, we are doing something very exciting, which we are playing a type of game we have never played before.
Wow.
What, it might be a complete disaster. Who knows?
Could be.
Can you clue us in? Give us a hint?
It involves, this is going to make it sound very, very sexy. It involves numbers, categories, and ordering.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
If that doesn't float your boat, I don't know what will.
We're talking with the hosts and acoustic musician for the show Ask Me Another, Ophira Eisenberg and Jonathan Colton. And speaking of sexy, and because I want to keep stalling here before, you know, so that we don't have time to do too much of a quiz. Ophira,
ready.
You've written a book, Screw Everyone,
yes.
Sleeping My Way to Monogamy. What inspired this tome?
I guess at a certain point when you have enough stories, you're like, maybe I should do something with them. It's not quite a tome, but I like that. I had a lot of stories about relationships and my different kinds of relationships that I've had over the years. And luckily enough, from performing and telling these stories and hopefully being entertaining with them on stage, I was approached by an agent that said, why don't you put them together and see if there's a book? And I was like, oh, I don't think so. And then I put them together and I was like, wow, there is a lot of stories. Who knew? So I was lucky enough to go through the different steps and actually make it into a published piece, a tome. Oh, yes. It's an operetta.
I love it. And it must be weird just to have your listeners know so much about you from this.
Yeah, I should think about that more often. sometimes you forget when you talk so autobiographically, you know, in your stand up and whatever. And then obviously the puzzle show requires a different set of muscles that I'm flexing. And then sometimes I forget that I'm like, oh yeah, these people have read some intimate details that I have chosen and put through the lens of comedy.
We don't know nearly as much about Alex Trebek, and maybe that's for the better, but, at any rate,
he's writing the sequel to my book, by the way.
Oh, well, that'll be interesting. I'm sure he's got some stories to tell as well.
All of us Canadians.
Yes, exactly. Well, we're ready.
Okay.
Margaret and I are standing by, ready to take our medicine here.
All right, Colton, do you want to explain the game?
Yeah. So, what we're going to do? This is a quiz about famous yinzers. These are people from Pittsburgh who somehow impossibly became super rich and powerful. And we're going to alternate clues between the two of you.
All right.
But if you don't know the answer, your opponent can steal. So we don't need to deal with any sort of buzzer situation. We're just going to go back and forth between the two of you.
Okay.
Ooh. And just so you know what you're playing for, the stakes are very high. We don't joke around that when it comes to the prizes. One of you, and only one, is going to win and Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
Yes!
Paul, you're done for.
That's worth over $1.50.
I've heard they're going for $1.63 on Facebook.
Are you underselling to make us even more
you
excited?
You can't put a price on a Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah, that's
invaluable.
Right. You can't put a price on it. That's very true.
So let's start with you, Paul.
Mm-mm. Okay.
So you just have to guess who am I speaking about? What famous Pittsburghian?
Okay.
So this pop star attended middle and high school in Wexford. She is well known and for something not great, as well as great things. She performed the national anthem for the Penguins, Pirates, and the Steelers, but famously bungled up the words at the Super Bowl.
I believe you're speaking of Christina Aguilera.
Yes.
Sure.
Well done. Ding, ding.
Oh, I thought you were supposed to be nuts, but so far you've gotten 100% of the questions that we've asked you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Margaret, this one is for you.
All right.
On television, this rich Pittsburgher listens to entrepreneurs pitch inventions, including an electroshock bird feeder, caffeinated waffles, and fart-scented candles.
Right up until fart-scented candles, I was excited to meet this person. I gotta say, I'm coming up short. I got nothing.
That is the first time fart's been said on this show, though. So that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I was gonna ask. Is it all right if I say that on the radio?
Well,
we didn't invent this thing. We didn't invent it. It's something that someone else invented. Do you ever watch the show about inventions?
I don't.
I'm drawing a blank on it too.
All right. Well, I will tell you who it is. In that case, we're looking for Mark Cuban.
Oh, Mother of Pearl.
From Shark Tank.
Mother of Pearl. Of course.
So, but I like, Margaret, that you were interested in the electroshock bird feeder.
I don't want to be cruel to our avian friends. I just think that along with caffeinated waffles, that someone's having a tough morning.
That's a great idea.
You know, that's a...
I think we're all in denial that he's from here. I think that's what that's all about.
That's right. Right. Maybe he spent time somewhere else that he would like to own.
Sure. Dallas. Dallas can have him.
All right, Paul, this is for you.
Yes.
This PBS icon from La Trobe was so beloved, legend has it that when the local news reported that his car was stolen, the thieves returned it 48 hours later with a note on it that read, "If we'd known it was yours, we would have never taken it."
Along with his cardigan and comfortable shoes, Fred Rogers?
Yes, that is correct. Although Snopes says that legend is unconfirmed, but can we all just believe it?
I would love to believe
it. I sure hope it's true. It's such a beautiful story.
Pittsburgh has that in it. It sure does.
Yeah, that's a Yinzer thing to do. You know, there's a code. We have a code here, and somebody obviously crossed the line, so I can believe that.
The code is just don't cross Fred Rogers.
That's exactly right.
So if someone stole your car...
you.
His people will come after you.
This is a question for you.
Okay. Oh, God.
Born in Meadville, this actress enrolled in Edinburgh University when she was only 15 years old. And then she went on to star in many movies, including Total Recall, Casino, and one of the most infamous movie scenes of all time.
Let's see.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Meadville, PA.
Can I give a hint?
Sure.
Sure.
Was she Mrs. Partridge?
Absolutely.
Was she Mrs. Partridge?
Mrs. Partridge?
Yes.
No.
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 Oh, wait a minute. I know. But go ahead, Mark.
No. I mean, once we start to talk about anyone born before 1850, I'll really be in my jam. Paul, thieve away.
Oh, you know, I thought I knew who it was, but I'm...
She's...
Go ahead.
Here's a hint. She's famous for also uncrossing her legs.
Oh, Sharon Stone?
Yes.
Wow. Who knew that?
I learned something.
I learned something from you.
Well, I'm glad we are giving you some of the higher knowledge out there.
I was thinking...
As far as education.
Yes. Very good.
Who are you thinking?
Never mind. I don't even want... okay. I think I've embarrassed myself enough.
Okay. Paul, this is for you.
Okay.
This is for you. But Margaret, this is... Based on what you just said, this is in your wheelhouse, so get ready to steal.
All right.
This modernist writer was born in Pittsburgh in 1874, spent most of her life in Paris, where she hung out with Picasso and Hemingway and Fitzgerald, like you do. Her book, Tender Buttons, contains poems about food, including one delicious one called Roast Beef.
I'm so tempted to use my iPad, but I'm not going to.
Oh, thank you, Paul. I appreciate that.
I'm drawing a blank on this one.
Margaret?
Gertrude Stein?
Yes!
Yeah!
Good job.
That's right.
Oh, thank God.
Well done. Well done, Margaret. High five. There we go.
Paul's a very supportive game player.
I don't want her to be shut out.
You could answer that.
Yes, I'm glad I could. I'm glad I could make good on that.
Margaret, fantastic! You now have your mojo back. I could tell you were getting a little. You're getting a little nervous.
You know, because this isn't
a
show.
Now you got one right. You're feeling good.
Yeah. I'm feeling much better.
All right. Here's your question. This rapper was born into a military family and moved around the world until settling in Pittsburgh. His hit song, Black and Yellow,
yes,
is a direct reference to Pittsburgh sports team colors, although technically those colors are black and gold.
It's true. Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, you got it.
Yes.
Ah! And that he wasn't, that's like not an 1850s prior to question.
Well, no. You know.
So look at that.
Margaret likes to, you know, she also has a talent for rapping, and she has an album coming out.
Paul is lying.
And Wiz Khalifa is her inspiration. So, and he went to Alderdice High School. So
Alderdice
High School in Pittsburgh. So we're hoping maybe you've got a question about another famous public school alum from Pittsburgh, if there are any left
in
your bag.
We'll see. We have two left in our bag.
Okay, all right.
So we'll see. Paul, this is for you.
Okay.
This playwright was born into the Hill District. He wrote 10 plays collectively, known as the Pittsburgh Cycle, although one of them was set in Chicago. Sorry.
The Great August Wilson.
The Great August Wilson is exactly correct.
Woo.
Yes.
And he actually...
This is the last question.
All right, go ahead,
you.
Margaret.
Yep. Okay. Oh, gosh. Okay, I'm ready. I think. Maybe.
This Pittsburgher became a national host of NPR's Morning Edition,
yes,
in 2012. He needs to go to work at 3 a.m., but he'll stay up late to watch the Steelers anyway.
And he loves the Pirates, David Green.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And the Penguins.
And the Penguins.
Had to throw that in.
That is. So we did a quick tallying of the score, and it turns out it was a very close game. But Paul, you win.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
I
right.
Get the
You're
going
to ask me another Rubik's Cube. Margaret, I feel like we might have an extra Rubik's Cube somewhere hanging around that we would like to give you as runner-up.
Should we send you a video of Paul and I facing off solving the Rubik's Cube in a 7-hour video?
That's right. I want one of those timers set by your side for like 7 minutes. And then it's go, and it's just you for both of you for 7 minutes, just clicking around.
Well, playing was prize enough, so thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Margaret J. Krause. Thank you to Ophira Eisenberg, who was host of Ask Me Another, and acoustic musician Jonathan Colton. And they are in Pittsburgh on Tuesday at the Byam Theater, 8 o'clock, for a live Ask Me Another. And do either of you have any idea how people get tickets?
Yeah, you can just go to our ticket site, which is amatickets.org.
Okay, sounds
we
good.
We make it super easy.
We hope you enjoy your time in Pittsburgh as much as we enjoyed visiting with you both on the program. Thank you so much.
Can't wait.
You
thank you so much, Paul. Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Excited for Ask Me Another on Tuesday. When we come up, we will... We will quickly wrap up this show and tell you about our special programs in Johnstown next Monday and Tuesday. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.